And welcome back to the Mike Mayfeely Show with our guest host, Tyler Axness. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about deer hunting and some of the questions that I had on regarding us using a house next to a rock pile. And an email comes in from Jim who says, sitting post can be effective, especially during the last hours of shooting. Smart deer often move when people activity is quiet, so keep your vehicle out of sight. And thanks for the email, Jim. And now joining us is Josh Askvig from AARP, because I wanted to continue a topic I had heard Joel Heidkamp discussing on News and Views earlier today. Before I have Josh join me, November is National Home Care and Hospice Month, and Joel had Susan Olson on to talk about end-of-life care. And what I wanted to focus on was the in-home care, and specifically what is going on in North Dakota as it relates to home and community-based care. And to join me in that conversation, I have Josh Askvig. He is the Advocacy Director for AARP. And Josh, how's it going?
It's going great, Senator. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. And
it's gorgeous out.
It is. You know, and my understanding is you were in Wahpeton to have a little educational experience down there. Tell us about that briefly.
Yeah, well, we were in Wahpeton today doing some education on the Affordable Care Act, and then we're now kind of making our way back to Bismarck, and I get to be the passenger for a while now and driving home. But it's glad we could make it on with you, and sorry we couldn't stop in the studio, but we got to get back home. And
That is a long drive. I understand you got to keep moving on that drive. That is completely understandable. And Josh, as you're aware, home and community-based services in North Dakota are something that we've been talking about for a little while. And you and AARP have been active on that. And you know, as you're aware, the baby boomer generation is increasing. We have 78 million people that turned 65 just last year. And you know as well as anybody else that that means more people are going to be looking for long-term care. And what I would like from you is to give us a breakdown on where we're at as a state, and I mean percentages, rankings, et cetera, and what AARP would like to see when it comes to the future of long-term care in North Dakota.
Well, I think you just laid out the premise very well, Senator Access, and that is we continue to hear about North Dakota and the country aging as the boomers come of age and start becoming eligible for Social Security and Medicare and advance in their age. The critical nature of long-term care and the future of home care is going to be absolutely vital. And so one of the things AARP does quite often is surveys individuals ages 50 and over in North Dakota about what are their concerns as they age and how do we make sure that they can meet their goals as they continue to advance in life. And one of the number one things we constantly hear from people is, how can I stay independent and safe in my home for as long as possible? Mm-hmm. In fact, in the 2011 survey we did, it was the number one concern of individuals 50 and older in North Dakota. And so as you look at, as people age, how do you form and provide supports and services, medical, nutrition, and otherwise, so that they can live independently in their homes and in their setting? And there's a number of different ways you can do that. North Dakota certainly has some programs through the Money Follows the Person program. There is an option for individuals to stay home. But we still haven't met, I think, a target of trying to provide some balance for people. So AARP has partnered with the SCAN Foundation as well as the Commonwealth Fund to look at all 50 states across the country as well as the District of Columbia. And they break it down into 15 different what they call categories of long-term care. And here's the good news. Overall, North Dakota ranks about 18th out of the 51 states. Mm-hmm. But when you dig deeper in that, the other good news is we do really good in terms of quality of care. In other words, people are being treated with dignity and respect. They're not getting bed sores. They're not getting infections, at least not in comparison to other states. But where we do extremely poorly is in terms of options. So when someone needs services as they age, where can they receive those services? And right now in North Dakota, the general answer is going to be in some sort of institutional setting, a nursing home or another care facility that's away from their home. Mm-hmm. And so AARP is continuing to talk about what will the future look like, what should the future look like, and how do we start saying, let's provide support and resources for family caregivers as well as other caregiving entities to provide those services in their home.
Sure.
They can do it. Other states have done it. And that's what citizens want. And furthermore, and you know this, Senator, because we've had this discussion and we're continuing to have the discussion, it's more cost-effective for not only the state of North Dakota, but the country as a whole, as well as the individual, to receive those services in their home if they're able to safely do so.
Absolutely.
Some measures say it's a 3-to-1 ratio. So for every one individual you can treat in a nursing facility or a skilled care facility, you can treat 3 individuals in a home setting. And so we think it makes not only sense, but it's what North Dakotans want and what, quite frankly, Americans across the country want in terms of long-term care services.
Sure. And Josh, this is Josh Haskvig from AARP to the listeners out there. You're aware that in North Dakota, we have a disproportionate amount of the Department of Human Services money going to long-term care facilities versus those community-based services. And do you think that some of the barriers lie in the fact that North Dakota is such a rural state? Has AARP looked at what other rural states have managed to do with a balanced funding from the state of whatever the state may be?
Well, I think you just need to look at the success of some of the pilot projects that have been started in rural areas. For instance, take the Northland PACE program. And if you talk to people who are part of the PACE program about, and the PACE program is the program for the all-inclusive care for the elderly. It's individuals who would be eligible for some sort of long-term care facility or a nursing home facility, who instead are able to live independently at home because as part of the program, there are systems of support and resources set up for individuals to stay safely in their homes as they age. And if you talk to those residents, what you hear from them continually is, I appreciate the fact that I have one spot I can go to coordinate my care and make sure that I get the services and supports I need to stay at home independently. They talk about the fact that it's easy to use and the fact that they're able to feel like they can continue to do what they did before they needed some of those services, and yet they're still having their needs met. And so I think there are models out there. I think when you look at how we fund, you know, most of the funding for long-term care in North Dakota and many states comes through the Medicaid program,
yes,
which is a share of federal dollars as well as a state match in terms of that funding. And so when you look at that, right now in North Dakota, that match is about 50-50. So for every dollar that goes towards quote-unquote Medicaid, 50 cents of it comes from the federal government, 50 cents of it comes from the state government.
Yep, and it can't get any lower than that with the federal match right now.
Under the current rules, it cannot get any, the federal match can't be any lower. You know, at one point in time, it was a 70-30 where 70 cents was coming from the federal government and 30 cents from the state. And because of our booming economy and the things we've seen, that has shrunk. But my point is to say that currently, if you look at the department's own numbers, a majority of dollars that go toward care for individuals, and especially as they age, goes toward those institutional facilities, nursing homes, et cetera. And there are valid reasons for individuals to be in nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes home care isn't right for everyone, but there are very valid reasons for individuals to live independently and safely at home. And many can do so if the structures and supports were set up to allow them to do so. And so we've continued to say, hey, North Dakota, we should take a look at this. A, it's what people want. B, we could save a lot of dollars in terms of providing more care to more individuals, especially as we're going to see the demographics just speak for themselves. As we get older, you generally need more care.
Absolutely.
And as we see our elderly population continuing to grow, we're going to see more and more stress on Medicaid and those other systems that provide the funding for future care. And so how do we try and make changes now to get ahead of that curve so that we don't see those budgets balloon in inflate?
Sure. And Josh, you touch on, you get ahead of that curve. And I'm curious, I believe during some recent testimony in our Human Services Interim Committee, we saw the disproportionate growth in state expenditures to nursing homes compared to, say, states like South Dakota and Iowa. Refresh me on this. Was North Dakota's increase over the last 5 years roughly 18% growth?
It was 14%, Senator. And so they studied Genworth did a 2013 cost of care survey where they looked at the cost of nursing home care for a semi-private room between the U.S., North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wyoming. And I won't go through the whole chart and I won't outline it, but the average increase in the United States in the last year from 2012 to 2013 was roughly 4%. Mm-hmm. In North Dakota, it was 14%. So when you look at other rural states then, because the U.S. could have some skew with urban areas, et cetera, you look at South Dakota, Iowa, Wyoming, the closest one was Wyoming at 6% or 8%. It was about a 6% gap between the highest closest states and us. And so, in other words, we're 6 percentage points. Our rates are growing 6 percentage points faster than theirs, which means our costs are going up fast.
Well,
and we've got to find a way to start directing resources and support for individuals to stay safely at home, because then we can provide, for the same dollar, we can provide three individuals care where they want it, mm-hmm, versus one individual in a nursing home where they may or may not want to be.
Absolutely. And you know, bottom line is 14% over 5 years, continuing that amount of growth, it's unsustainable as a state for taxpayers. You know, when we have options to provide the care where people want it, and you know, to the level that they need it, you know, I think it's something that we ought to look at. We ought to take very seriously. And to be honest, it's receiving bipartisan support in the state of North Dakota right now. When you're looking at, again, 14% over 5 years as an increase to a budget item in one department, unsustainable, we can do better. And I want to go ahead, Josh.
I think the other critical component of this, Senator, that gets lost in this discussion is, you know, this isn't just care for the elderly. It's also care for individuals with disabilities,
yes,
who might want to stay at home and live safely at home, and other individuals under the age of 65 who can provide it. But the reason we stress elderly individuals, besides the fact that that's the demographic of our membership and who we represent, is there's an even wider disparity gap when you look at the ability to live safely and independently at your home if you're older than an individual with a disability. Both have needs, but it's actually, you are more likely to receive those services if you have a disability in North Dakota today than if you're elderly. And so we've got to do better on both, but we really also got to look at that aging population.
Yeah, absolutely right, Josh. You know, and we're going to be up against a break here. You know, I want to thank you for coming on and shining on some light from an organization that has a lot of respect across not only North Dakota, but the nation, that, you know, that's really looking out for the best interests of our aging population that have given so much to this country. You know, people want to stay in their homes for care, and we have the means to be able to ensure that. So I think it's something that I look forward to working on over the next interim and then into the 2015 legislative session. So, Josh, I want to thank you for coming on, and I want you to have a safe drive all the way back to Bismarck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Senator, and thanks for having us on. We'll be glad to have the discussion anytime, anywhere, with anyone.